order the Paradise Town Advisory Board meeting for November 14th, 2017. Would you join me for the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, please let the record show that all members except for Bart Donovan, who has an excused absence, are present this evening. During the meeting, if I could ask that you please turn off your cell phones, pagers, whatever other electronic devices you have so we don't disturb the meeting. If you need to have a conversation with your neighbor, if you wouldn't mind stepping outside so that it doesn't interrupt the rest of the people. Staff introductions. Thank you. I got lost on the page. Thank you. We have a public comment period. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of the agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium, clearly state your name, address, and spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chair or board by majority vote. Can I get an approval of the minutes of October 31st, 2017?
Madam Chair, I move to approve the minutes of October 31st, 2017, with no changes or deletions.
We have a motion on the floor to approve the minutes of October 31st, 2017. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Approval of the agenda for November 14, 2017.
Madam Chair, I move to approve this evening's agenda with the removal or holding of item 12 at the request of the applicant. Hold it for 30 days or one cycle. All other items will be as presented on the agenda.
We have a motion to approve the agenda for November 14th, 2017 with a hold for item number 12, which is UC-090017, Patrick Lane Holdings LLC and Australia Trading LLC. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. So if you came for item number 12, which is a proposed assisted living facility on Patrick Lane, that will not be heard for another 30 days. It will be announced on the next agenda when it goes out. Okay. No new informational items, so we'll move right into planning and zoning. Item number one, UC-078517, Series C of Eggworks Holding Company LLC et al., 5365 Cameron Street. Use permits for the following: one, a banquet facility, two, supper club, three, live entertainment, and four, outside uses for a banquet facility. Waiver of development standards for reduced parking. Design review for exterior modifications to an existing office warehouse building within an existing office warehouse complex on a portion of 3.1 acres in an M1 light manufacturing zone, generally located on the southwest corner of Cameron Street and Hacienda Avenue within Paradise. Name and address, please. Go on.
Ben Gerard, 801 Las Vegas Boulevard. This happens to be my project. Chris Kemper was supposed to request to have it held.
Do you want a request to hold now?
Sorry, I'm from Chicago.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Sorry. And so, yeah, Brian Billy on 98 Festival Plaza Drive. We sent a letter to Ms. Nancy Munson complaining to request a hold, which they granted, and the date was, and I'm sorry, that's my voice.
That's all right.
The date for the next town board was moved to December 12th, mm-hmm. and for the planning commission, the new date is January 2nd.
Okay, so you'll be back here December 12th?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so we have a request from the applicant for a hold to December 12th. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
See you in a few weeks.
Yes.
Item number two, ZC063317, Benatar Florence Trust, amended holdover zone change to reclassify 3.8 acres from RE Rural Estates Residential Zone to a C1 Local Business Zone for a proposed commercial retail center. Waiver of development standards for modified street improvement standards previously not notified. A design review for a proposed bank building and 5 pad sites in a proposed commercial retail center on 3.8 acres in a C1 Local Business Zone previously not notified. Generally located on the northeast corner of Silverado Ranch Boulevard and Maryland Parkway within Paradise. Your name and address, please.
Would you like
the little button at the bottom should be up.
Yeah, on. Okay. My name is Jake Tate. Address is 2010 North Redwood Road in Salt Lake City, Utah. I do have to apologize for missing our last meeting. I hopped online a couple weeks before your Halloween meeting, and the agenda from the tent said that the meeting was going to be held November 2nd. So I had adjusted my travel and found that it was still on the 31st. So I apologize for that. But I don't know if you remember, this is the second time we've been here. When we brought this before you a couple months ago, we were going for a zone change without a site plan. America First Credit Union is buying this parcel, is under contract to buy this parcel, and as a nonprofit organization, they can't really develop the property outside of the corner parcel that they'd like to put their branch on. And so that's why we approached you before, and you approved it that way, and then the commissioner didn't want to proceed in that sense. And so we came back, put a site plan together, and that's what's before you today. And so America First Credit Union is looking to put their branch on the corner, and then everything else on that site plan is conceptual at this point. The land would be sold off to a developer to be developed. However, because we had to put a site plan together, that led to the two waivers that we're requesting, and those are for the driveways on Maryland Parkway. The reason why we're requesting those waivers is because we have no access. The county has told us we cannot access Gary Avenue from our property, which is a residential street. We have medians in both Silverado Ranch and Maryland Parkway that would prohibit access to our property on two sides. And so the main reason what we're requesting is that we shorten the distances between from the corner to those accesses, from both Silverado to the south access and from Gary to the north access. The critical item is the north drive on Gary, which allows left turns in and out of the site. The reason why we can't move that further away from Gary Avenue is that median that sticks out into Maryland Parkway here. As cars would exit from this left turn movement, they'd be prohibited by this median, and so the farther we can move it away from the median, the more room that cars will have to turn safely and get into Maryland Parkway. Otherwise, our site would be inaccessible to southbound traffic without them making U-turns or going around the block or what we deemed a fairly prohibitive circumstance because we cannot access Gary. And so that's what we were proposing for our site plan and for these, the reason for the two waivers that we've requested. Mainly so that our site is accessible from southbound traffic on Maryland, and also so cars can get back out to head southbound without having to go around the block or flip a U-turn in a dangerous location. So that's really what we're here for, is to get the rezone and to be able to put an AFCU branch on the corner with these modifications. But as I mentioned, this site plan very well could change with whoever buys the property and decides to do something differently. It won't be America First Credit Union who develops the remainder parcel.
Is anyone from the public who'd like to speak on this item? Seeing no one, I'll close it to the public, open it to the board.
Madam Chair, on the site plan itself, and the staff has noted, they are not a proponent of the waivers for the access points, ingress and egress. Looking at it, I think that trying to attempt a left-hand turn to go south on the Maryland Parkway is a serious issue at that particular location. There's no turn as you're going south and essentially miss the median and go directly into traffic. So we think that that's not a void design for that particular roadway. I see the issue with the furthest south, closest to Silverado Ranch on the roadway. No southbound from that one. But having that southbound lane or turn so far north and close to that, that barrier is going to be a real problem. So I can't really support that.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go with staff's recommendation on a denial for the waiver.
Okay.
Just to let them know.
Yeah, and obviously when this would go forward through design, it would have to come back for a design review for those parcels. A traffic study would be included with those designs, and those safety concerns would be addressed at that time.
Yeah.
Is there any way, I know this is just conceptual, but even if they moved pad D down and had the drive at the end of the property so there was more distance from the intersection?
Yeah, that actually...
Before you pulled out?
And that would actually increase the waiver that we'd have to request because it's this distance that we're shortening.
Ah.
They want us to be further away, which then we
from
come into the...
Corner,
yeah,
Jared.
Yeah, which then we become... The median becomes our
So really
our
what
problem.
The issue is inducing a left-hand turn into that entire roadscape.
Mm-hmm.
That's the issue.
Mm-hmm.
Not being able to access Gary makes it problematic.
It does.
Sometimes you just can't be left.
Yeah, and sometimes that's true. And when the developer comes back in, that as far as development goes, it's critical to have access to your site. And eliminating an entire movement into your site does make to trying to sell the remainder of the property difficult. So I understand your concerns, though.
But it's not an unusual problem on Maryland Parkway. You see that down Maryland Parkway. And those businesses are doing fine. I mean, it happens.
Does Gary go across? All the way across.
There is a
Gary right here.
Yeah, there's a commercial property on
here.
This side. Yeah,
that's what I'm looking at. Their drive, which is closer to Gary than you're asking for Gary to be.
Yeah, I agree with everything you're saying. So
yeah, see that one. There's Gary. That's closer than this one.
And this is currently vacant, so there's nothing here. This road just goes like this, and I'm not sure if that was just to connect so that they could get an extra drive there, but. Yeah, I agree with what you're saying. There is instances that may be before the code was instituted in the way it currently stands, but that's, you know, our concern is obviously maintain safety but allow as much access into the property as possible.
I guess my feeling was since we were okay with it not knowing what it was going to be other than a bank, and knowing it is going to change and that the property across the street has a similar issue that was allowed, that I could agree with the waiver for the street.
And I can too. Madam Chair, I can disagree with staff on this. However, if we approve your zone change and staff recommended approval of the zone change in the design review, and the one is the driveway, the waiver of condition, That honestly won't impact you at all because you're going to sell off this property, right?
Yeah.
But it's going to impact whoever buys the property.
The southern drive would, because the drive on the south is actually one that would allow access into the AFCU parcel from Maryland. And the standard is 190 feet from the
corner.
And so that would put you, it essentially both directions put you right in the middle. If you wanted to exactly meet the requirements, you would have one driveway right in the middle, and then you would be totally blocked from any left or right or left in or left out turns on Maryland.
Well, are they disagreeing with this one too?
Yes.
Well, I got no problem with that driveway.
Yeah, it is. It's
mm-hmm.
That
first one?
Currently, it's about 127 feet in the corner.
Because it's a distance from the intersection. That's why I was confused about distance from the intersection. From
yes, it's on both sides.
On both sides.
And so it does, that one does directly affect America First. And just from a development standpoint, if you put a driveway here, you almost end up with an undevelopable lot here. It's so small for what America First wants to do in this corner. you'd end up with a little piece of land here that would make it really difficult to put a building or make it done. It would end up being parking, kind of useless parking that is out in the middle of nowhere. And so we tried to get a site plan that you could actually develop that would be appealing to a developer, that met the parking standards, but yet provided as much square footage that they could use for retail, restaurants, other institutions that may frequent this type of a development. So we're trying to make it as appealing to others without landlocking America First with a bunch of parking that is unusable. And this is why when we came before you the first time, it was difficult because we're trying to put together a site plan that works for America First, but it's really conceptual.
It doesn't work for traffic safety.
Right.
Yeah.
So, Madam Chair, there's all sorts of alternative designs for paths and building structures along the street frontages. Instead of just the very typical and easy to conceptualize path, driveway, path, which this is very typical. Not saying it's creative. I'm a big fan of being creative in this situation. So I can't vote for the waiver. I can support the development. I'm not willing to add traffic on the seat.
It's an issue that runs up and down around Parkway and other businesses are operating just fine. It may not be convenient, it may not be ideal for what they want to do. Going the other way. So, I mean, I have to agree with John.
Well, I can understand the safety issue on the second driveway, which is the north side driveway, the south side driveway, which is the one closest to Silverado Ranch. I see no problem with that, but.
Well, we've got to make a motion. So, given that it's all conceptual and we don't know what's going to happen, I could see we need to go ahead and take care of the design review and the holdover and the zone change, and then the waiver of development standards can come back with the individual pads, and it's still not a negative.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
So I'll make a motion to approve the holdover zone change and the design review and a denial of the waiver of development standards 1A and 1B. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Okay, item number 3, UC 0800 14 AR 013817, Harmon Unlimited Inc., 3350 South Valley View Boulevard. Use permit second application for review of a food cart frozen desserts not located within an enclosed building. Design review for a food cart frozen desserts in conjunction with an existing convenience store and gasoline station on 0.7 acres in M1 light manufacturing zone in the Asian Design and Med2 overlay districts, generally located on the southwest corner of Desert Inn Road and Valley View Boulevard within Paradise. The applicant here.
Hi, my name is John Gibson.
Can you speak up just a little bit?
My name is John Gibson, and I'm here for the second time to ask to have this permit extended.
Can we give your address, John?
3221 32nd Street.
Okay.
And this was extended originally, I believe in 2015. And I've asked that, because we're in general compliance with the requirements for the permit and the parking is far enough away where it's outside of the traffic flow coming in and out, so it's not really affecting traffic in any way. We do mostly to-go containers that don't involve much for lines because it's grab-and-go type thing with very little preparation, if any, that we could extend the permit into a permanent status. Would I do that here, or?
What we're going to, you start here, and we recommend yay or nay to that, to removal of your time limit and allowing it to go forward. And then after us, you're going to go to the Planning Commission, and they'll have Is that the final say?
Planning commission's final say.
Yeah, so they'll have the final say. So
well,
two of you have
that. Final say.
Yeah, I would request, if not, then I would request a 5-year as an alternative option, a plan B, if you will. But
is there anyone from the public who'd like to speak on this item? Seeing none, I'll close to the public, open it to the board.
Madam Chair, go ahead.
Madam Chair, I make a motion to approve on this item when we need the time.
Okay, so we have a motion on the floor to approve this item and remove the time limits for public hearings. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
So just so you know, staff has recommended removal of your time limits.
Oh, they did.
Yes.
They didn't say that.
What you're going forward with is staff has said yes, remove time limit. We just voted to approve your removal of time limit. So you're going forward to the next level with two recommendations to reduce the time limit.
Oh, okay, great. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Item number 4, UC086117, Harsh Investment Properties, Nevada, LLC, 3811 Spring Mountain Road. Use permit for proposed on-premises consumption of alcohol establishment, a supper club, within an existing office, warehouse, and shopping center complex on 18.4 acres in an M1 light manufacturing zone in the Asian Design and MUD 2 overlay districts. Generally located on the south side of Spring Mountain Road and the west side of Valley View Boulevard within Paradise.
Okay, May 4, Agenda, 520 South 4th Street, here on behalf of El Barrio. This unit was previously not considered a supper club, so we have to draw a boundary around it, which allows alcohol. It's in a 370,269 square foot shopping center that has a lot of other uses. Staff has determined that there's no parking conflicts, so we ask for your approval.
Is there anyone from the public who'd like to speak on this item? Seeing no one, I'll close to the public, open it to the board.
Madam Chair, if there are no comments,
can I ask a question?
Yes.
So on November 7th, was this the same one, the rec room? That's where I was confused. Because it says prior land use request, a recreational facility on November 7th of this year.
So I can see how you would think that the word rec room would be a lounge, but it appears to me that it's a recreational facility, which, no, that's not us because we're asking.
That's not you. Yeah, because the people who came for the rec room, it was literally you would go in there and bust stuff up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. And so that's why it says this, and I'm like, wait a minute, did they not make it, and now we're going to do a taco store instead?
There are a lot of suites in the shopping center.
I think the staff has got this confused with something else.
Is there a different suite number?
Al, should this be pulled off their record?
No, basically what that's referring to is within the shopping center.
Oh, oh okay. All right.
As big as that shopping center is, okie dokie. Madam Chair.
All right, I'm okay
Madam
with that.
Madam Chair, if there are no further comments on this application, I would move to approve subject to staff conditions.
We have a motion on the floor to approve this application subject to staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried.
Thank you.
Good luck. Leave Bart alone.
I was going to say, yeah. We're doing something to our council members. Here we come.
Item number 5, UC086317, CV Propco LLC, 4740 Polaris Avenue. Use permit for proposed medical clinic hair restoration on an existing 1.1 acre portion of a 19 acre commercial industrial complex in an H1 limited resort and apartment zone in the MUD 1 overlay district, generally located on the southwest corner of Dean Martin Drive and Palm Center Drive within Paradise.
Hello.
Hello.
Okay.
Name and address.
My name is Sean Chester. I represent DHI Las Vegas, and the address of the property is 4795 Dean Martin.
Okay.
Okay, I printed it up so you guys can have a good look at it with Tropicana on the side here and Dean Martin running in the front at the 15. This is in a center where the Stations Casinos owns all of this.
So
all
of center.
Yes, ma'am. So all of these other stores, there's a golf store, there's other real estate stores, they all had to do this process. So we're not changing a building. This is the existing building. I'm not changing anything to it other than we would put our logo, DHI, which is Direct Hair Implant Company, here. And we're a hair implant company that has 64 locations across Europe. I'm a franchisee. I just bought the rights to Nevada. So we're just looking at putting this 4,000 square foot unit into operation. And so we have other clinics. But I just kind of brought some pictures so you can see some of our other clinics. We do a very high-end, beautiful lobby area. It's a high-end European style hair implant company.
It is beautiful.
But we try to steer away from doing the stale doctor's feeling clinic with our unit. So this is just a little bit of our other existing properties. And that's all.
Is there anyone from the public who'd like to speak on this item? Seeing no one, I'll close the public, open it to the board.
Madam Chair, no one has anything. I have a motion to approve subject to staff conditions.
We have a motion on the floor to approve subject to staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Good luck. You're going to go to the Planning Commission on December 5th.
Terrific.
Okay.
Excuse me, sir?
You have one more meeting on the 5th.
December 5th, yes, sir. All right, thank you, guys.
Okay, item number 6, UC-088017, ETHL Real Property Corporation, 2490 East Sunset Road, a use permit to allow a proposed major training facility, children's cooking, music, dance, tutoring, art, public speaking, speech, acting, STEM, and coding, within an existing office warehouse complex on a portion of 2.7 acres in a C2 general commercial AE-70-AE-75 zone, generally located on the north side of Sunset Road, 300 feet east of Eastern Avenue within Paradise.
Hello, I'm Sean, and this is
Sean
Walker.
Sean, push up on my little button.
Oh. A little red light should come up.
Hi. Sean Walker, my wife, Nini Walker, 265 Plaza Marquesa Court, Henderson, Nevada. That's our address.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, we are proposing a use change for this. We are hoping to open a major training facility for children 1 through 13, and we'll have a host of different learning types, facility things in there, extracurricular programs that you don't get in school, and some franchisees as well, which include cooking classes, medical class, like medical school for children.
That car's not big enough.
Art classes, music classes,
oh, okay.
STEM, which is science, technology, engineering. And we'll also have a little nail station for the mommies to get their nails done, a kid's haircut area. Eastern and Sunset, right next to the Egg Works that's currently there. I mean, basically, it's. You want to talk a little bit about it?
It's the parcel right next to Eggworks, which is very family friendly. It's full of weekends. 2 years ago, we were here, and you guys gave us a use permit to open Kane Indoor Playground. Mm-hmm. So it's just 4 blocks down the street. We were just voted 2 days ago as Best of Las Vegas, even though we just opened 19 months ago. Best of Las Vegas and birthday parties at Best of Las Vegas on Family Fun Center. So 6 blocks down with a place where it's all in one. The kids come and play, the parents sit in massage chairs, free coffee, massage chairs. Now we're doing the same thing down the street, but now since we have the fan base, we've got the 30,000 local followers and moms and parents in Henderson, now we're doing where kids learn while the parents relax. We take it from our daughter. I have to drive her all the way over here for math class, all the way over here for piano class. I'm sitting on this little bench and there's nothing to do. Add the massage chairs, the coffee shop, the little retail area, everything. The boy is taking karate, the girl's taking piano, the little toddler is playing in the little toddler area. And we have the fan base, we know our city, and we're just trying to make that area of Eastern and Sunset where we are kid friendly. It used to be just industrial, and the landlords love us because they've, you know, kicked out all the shady people, and like now it's all family, now it's all SUVs and moms and soccer moms, and so that's what we want to do, and no one's done it before in Vegas where we're bringing all these extracurricular all under one roof.
Is there anyone from the public who'd like to speak on this item? See no one, I'll close the public and open to the board. When I first saw it, I thought you were moving Kangaroo down the street.
They wanted us to. The landlord approached us and said, we have a bigger space. So we said, we're not going to move Kangaroo, but we have a better idea we've been playing with, which is learn while the parents, and then when they're done, they can go down the street and play at Kangaroo.
I know she also added, is it a little food cart or ice cream cart?
We have a little ice cream cart in front.
Uh-huh. And so do you take that places or is that just
for that the one's mobile seasonally for the summer. For our the big summer is just for ice cream. So inside we sell the healthy snacks, and then if they're on the parking lot, they can have the ice cream.
And is this in, this would be addition to their regular schooling. So this would be after school tutoring. And
We're going to do the cotillion kind of things, etiquette, speech classes. All the kids need these extra things that schools aren't teaching anymore. And we got it from our daughter. She was in a pageant and, you know, public speaking. They don't teach that in school. So we'll have classes and coaches and mentors, kind of like the speech networking things that we do for Toastmasters, but junior Toastmasters.
Can we
get a kid
if we
want to
use a machine?
I'll give you an example. We typically do frown on gentlemen coming without children.
Madam Chair,
I'll let you borrow a couple of grandkids.
Rent them on an hourly basis.
There you go. Madam Chair, if there are no further comments on this application, I will move to approve subject to staff conditions.
We have a motion on the floor to approve this application subject to staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Good luck, you guys.
Thank you.
So
proud of you doing so well down the street.
Thank you.
Item number 7, UC-088117, County of Clark Aviation, is that the same one, 1421 East Sunset Road, use permit for proposed banquet facility, children's birthday parties within an existing office warehouse facility on 5.9 acres in the MD Design Manufacturing AE65-AE70 zone, generally located on the south side of Sunset Road, 720 feet east of Escondido Street within Fairlight.
It sounds like
it's your command is fast.
Strike while it's hot.
Yeah, it's the space directly next to Kangamoo.
You got to do your name and out.
Sean Walker.
Mimi Walker.
Mimi Walker, Kangamoo Indoor Playground. The address of Kangamoo is 1525 East Sunset Road in Las Vegas, Nevada. And this is the space directly next to Kangamoo. It just became vacant recently. We weren't expecting it. We were working on the other project, but this one just came available, and we got to jump on it because we don't know the next time that space next to us is going to be.
It literally
available.
Shares a wall.
Yeah, it shares a wall with our facilities.
Because we're doing so well, birthday parties are booked 6 to 7 months out, so the moms are very disappointed when they call and try to book a party in March, and we say, you know, are you talking about March 2019? Because March 2018 is already booked. So it was just luck that it came available, so we're doing a separate theme. It just came out of necessity. Every day we're turning down 4 people. So instead of turning down 4 people getting upset, Kangamoo's busy, but have you tried next door at Playland? But we're going to do themed birthdays. We found out in the last 2 years that parents wanted themes. Star Trek. They'll spend thousands of dollars on Star Trek princesses and themes. So I'll talk to you about what it is, and I'll pass up my laminated sheets again.
Birthdays, spies, art parties, Lego parties, Star Wars. We're going to completely change the space with projectors. So if you walk there and it's princess, it's all pink and glittery and things. If you want to walk in there and it's Batman, and then there's soups, and we're, all our staff greet them as Batman, Wonder Woman. So we're just completely themed. So that's what we're doing. Again, we have a little experience on this, and we have the fan base for it, so I think it'll be a success.
Very good.
But Sean,
is anyone from the public on to speak on this item? Your name?
I just want to say I'm a fan. So many extra kids, and they're awesome. Oh,
thank you
so much.
Thank
it's
you.
Awesome.
Appreciate it.
It
thank
just
you.
Came from her.
All right.
Cool. Madam Chair, I make a motion to approve. Subject to staff conditions.
We have a motion on the floor to approve this item subject to staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Madam Chair, I just have one other thing to say. I really applaud your energy. I wish I had it. Thank you.
No coffee.
Okay, item number 8, UC-091617. Stephanie Development, LLC, 6633 Street. Use permit for an office as a principal use in conjunction with an existing office warehouse building on 1.2 acres in an MD Design Manufacturing 865 zone, generally located on the east side of Surrey Street, 250 feet north of Helm Drive within Paradise.
Good evening, John Lookman,
8985. What's up,
I think it's off.
Okay.
8985 South Eastern. Representing the applicant tonight, this is a building client of ours moved into. There was a successful engineering firm in this building prior to, I guess, the original use permit was related directly to that business. So when they applied for their business license, they said we needed a new use permit for this new business. So here we are.
Is there anyone from the public who'd like to speak on this item? See, no one will close to the public, open it to the board. What company do you work for?
Ethos 3 Architecture.
Okay. So I just want to disclose that Ethos is a tenant in a building I manage at 8985 Southeastern, but I do not have any reason to abstain from this vote.
Madam Chair,
mm-hmm.
if there are no further comments on this application, I'll move to approve subject to staff conditions.
We have a motion on the floor to approve this item subject to staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. Item number 9, VS 091817, Mary Bardis 19 LLC, 980 East Warm Springs Road, vacate and abandon easements of interest to Clark County located between Warm Springs Road and White Drive and between the 215 Beltway and Pollock Drive within Paradise.
Good evening. Lonnie Jones, 7370 D. Martin Drive. We're just seeking approval to vacate the existing driveway easements and go back in and rededicate new easements per the new standard.
Could anyone from the public like to speak on this item? See no one, I'll close the public, open it to the board.
Madam Chair, mm-hmm. there's no comments or questions. I make a motion to approve this item subject to staff conditions.
We have a motion on the floor to approve this item subject to staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. Item number 10. DR 089217, 3400 Western Avenue LLC at 3400 Western Avenue. Design review for proposed building to allow the expansion to an existing marijuana establishment, retail marijuana store, cultivation facility, and production facility within an existing office warehouse building on 5.4 acres in an M1 light manufacturing zone in the Mud 1 Overlay District, generally located on the southeast corner of Highland Drive and Western Avenue within Paradise.
Good evening. Good evening, Benjamin Girard, 801 Las Vegas Boulevard. So, items 10 and 11 are...
You want to read them together?
If you
sure.
I'd like to describe them together.
Okay. We're going to combine items 10 and 11. So item number 11 is DR 089317, 3400 Western Avenue LLC, 3400 Western Avenue. A design review for a parking lot on 0.7 acres in the M1 light manufacturing zone in the Mud 1 Overlay District, generally located on the southeast corner of Desert Inn Road and Western Avenue within Paradise.
Sir, before you begin, Madam Chair, this building I've disclosed every time that they come before us. The company I am a majority stockholder in used to own be housed inside this building. We have nothing to do with this. I am not going to abstain, but Chautauqua's Food Wholesalers used to be in this building. I just want to disclose that I have that relationship with the building.
Thank you. Go ahead.
So, as you guys are all well aware, this is the Reef facility.
You want to lay that up here so you don't have to try to.
it was opened early last year, I guess, and when recreational became legal, a lot more of the public started coming to this facility, and it's not really, was never built or designed for public cabs, Uber, that, this, that, and the other. They own the north lot, which is one of the items on here. It's a dirt lot currently. Part of our application is paving, landscaping, lighting, finishing the lot. With the goal to put employee parking here, alleviate the traffic that's in front of the building, clean up the front of the building, which brings us to a freestanding dispensary. Currently, the dispensary is inside the main building. No sidewalks, people walking up here, traffic, pedestrians all mixed together, cabs and Uber lining up on Western. So they own this southern lot here. So the idea is to get the dispensary traffic into the freestanding dispensary. People can get off the street easy, park, get dropped off, whatever.
but it's a freestanding dispensary. So it's housekeeping. We're adding a serious amount of parking, way more than what's required. They need it. That's both items 10 and 11. Read the staff report. We're in agreement with that. So just asking for your support.
Is there anyone from the public who'd like to speak on this item? Seeing no one, I'll close the public, open it to the board. Do you have a picture of the building since it's a design review?
We got elevations and everything.
That's what I was looking for.
Yeah, it's a contemporary.
So pretty much going to match the big building in terms of.
We'll have before you soon a lighting signage application on the existing building. Just they're making an investment in the area.
You said the dispensary right now is in the main building.
Yep, right about here.
We're going to move it over here to this building, and you've got a lot of parking there. You're going to put parking up there?
Mostly employee parking.
Okay.
There's employee parking down here as well, but.
Yeah, because you said that you wanted to get the people and separate it from the cars.
Yeah.
And everything. Right. So I just wondered what that parking was going to be. Because if it's for them, they're going to have to walk down through there.
No. This parking would be for employees. Okay. Yeah. And right now, if you go there during the day, even though Western's not a highly traveled street, there's cabs and Uber and everybody lined up all along the curb. By necessity, and the foot traffic's in the drive lane, so this will really help.
A lot. Just want to clarify that.
And you're right, it does clean up the area.
Yes.
Madam Chair, if there's no further comments or questions, I make a motion to approve items number 10 and 11. Subject to staff conditions.
We have a motion on the floor to approve items number 10 and 11, subject to staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Good luck. Item number 12 has been held.
I think you guys are done.
General business. Do we have anything, Blanca? No calendars yet? Or?
Next meeting.
Next time? Okay. Okay, we have a comments by the general public period. A period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chair or the board by majority vote. Any public comment? Nope. All right, our next meeting is November 28th, 2017. Can I have a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
If you didn't want to talk to us, why'd you come sit through all that?
We'll talk to you.